Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast. I'm Sam Jackson, campus pastor at Gateway Redlands, joined by
Andrew Main, who is the campus pastor at Gateway Ormo.
Welcome, Andrew. It's good to be with you again, mate.
Thanks, Sam. Great to be here.
Today, we're talking about the spiritual gift of faith. And yes. Even as I say that, it's one of these gifts that keeps popping up in these episodes, these gifts that shouldn't everyone have that? Like, yeah. Aren't we all called to faith? Aren't we all given this gift from God of faith?
Yeah.
And yet it seems clear from Scripture that there is a spiritual gift of faith apart from the faith that all believers have. Tell us about it.
Yeah, look, we throw that word out a lot, I think, don't we? Faith. Are you a person of faith? Have you put your faith in Jesus? Mm. Like, you know, have you got faith for this to happen? And but the Bible does clearly talk about faith as a spiritual gift, you know. 1 Corinthians 12, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them, different kinds of service, but the same Lord. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit wisdom, another knowledge, I'm paraphrasing now, to another faith by the same Spirit. So it is listed and named as something that stands out as a gift that God kind of breathes His Spirit on and into certain people. And so what does that look like? I think you go to Romans chapter 4, there's a great little example of how that's played out in a fairly well-known biblical story, but it talks about the story of Abraham, which is, you know, from the very early pages of Scripture. But Romans 4 says this: against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so your offspring shall be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he promised. Mm. I reckon that's a great summary of faith. It's this supernatural capacity to believe God despite the circumstances, despite everything else facing you, that which he has promised, he will do.
Mm.
And I reckon that's probably, yeah, there's people that just carry that,
yeah,
that God-given capacity to hold firm, even when everything else is pointing in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting to look at Abraham and his life, because the people around him and certainly the sons that came after him didn't have that same measure of faith, right? Like,
yeah.
I think even his wife Sarah kind of, here's my servant, and then we get Ishmael before we get Isaac. But then Isaac and Jacob and all the people around them are trying to force God's plan through different ways of manipulation, all that sort of thing, and didn't simply trust. And so Abraham's a really good example of this spiritual gift of faith.
Yep.
Another great example is sitting as our guest on this podcast, Sarah Watterson. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I feel very honoured to be sitting in this seat with such esteemed gentlemen as yourselves.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow. Well, that's a low bar. Anyway,
feel free to keep going.
Sarah, a woman of faith, talk to us about the faith that you have. And I mean, when I saw your name come up next to this, it was like, of course. Tell us about your understanding and your living out this spiritual gift of faith.
Oh, well, I feel, you know, as you said, Andrew, we all have faith. And it's something as Christians that we all press into and we all want more of. I guess for me, when I was younger, I did kind of see that I had it very easy to be able to just go, oh, it's okay, God's got it, when other people would really be getting all huffy and puffy, and I'll be like, it's okay, God's got it. And then as you grow and life happens, you kind of get stretched and pulled and different things happen, and you kind of go, feeling a bit squeaky around the edges at the moment in terms of faith. And yet God kind of comes in and says, well, how are you feeling about, not how you're feeling, but how are you trusting me through this valley that you're walking through with no guarantees that anything's going to change at any point in your life? Are you still going to trust me? And I had one point probably in my early 20s when things were pretty rough and rocky, and God really took me a place where he said, okay, if I leave you alone, naked, with everything burnt out around you and nobody that you love left, will you still love me if it's just me? And it took me 2 or 3 days to get to a point, because I really sensed that he was saying, it wasn't like one of those tests. Well, in my mind, this is the conversation that I have with God, as in, I didn't feel that he was saying, okay, you say yes, you'll love me, and then it'll all be fine. It was one of those seasons where I was like, if I say yes, he may actually do this.
Yeah.
And how do I feel about that? But coming through that season was so freeing, because it means you can walk through and it gives you a confidence. And I think it almost gives you like a more of a courage because you're able to take more risks that me as a human, I'd shy away from in a million years. Mm. I'm not a big risk taker. Mm. But when God impresses something on my heart that he wants to do, then I know if he's in it, I don't want to be anywhere else because I know that he's able to do whatever it is that he wants to do. And I don't want to be anywhere apart from in that.
How important is that moment where, how important in the gift of faith is just getting that complete confidence in being able to discern the voice of God? I read years ago a book. It was called The Sacred Diary of Adrian Plass. Some of our older listeners might remember it. It's a great book, actually. Just someone that kind of is raising issues of the Christian faith through this novel. And one of the things he talks about in there is the verse where Jesus says, you know, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move the mountains.
Yeah.
And then he goes into talking about how he locked himself in his office and tried to move a paperclip across his desk. And I still remember that illustration because I thought it was just really, one, it was really clever, really. But I think we've all probably been there going, okay, well, How do I exercise that faith? So how important is that discernment
Huge.
In the promise of God?
Huge, huge. I think because we all, on a daily basis, you kind of go with the simple things like, oh, Lord, what should I do here? And what should I do here? And then you hear nothing. And then something will pop into my head and I'm like, oh, I think I've made that up. And maybe you guys are way more holy than me and so you don't have that. But I do. And so for me, it's a constant conversation with God. It's a constant, constant conversation. And it's also going back to scripture. I think you always, always have to go back to scripture. And if God's laying something on your heart and it doesn't line up with a biblical base, then that's not of God. That's not of God. But if God's laying something on your heart and it's then confirmed in other ways and it's a guttural thing that won't go away, then you know that that's his voice. And I think as we get older, we learn to discern more and more what the voice of God is. And as you learn to trust that and to step into that, it gives you that courage and it gives you that faith that if God's calling you into it, then I do not want to be in disobedience to what God's calling me into. And I think I would much rather be uncomfortable in a human sense and be in a God zone, being obedient to what he wants and being, you know... sitting there going, oh my goodness, I don't know what's going on. But if God wants me to do it, that's where I want to be. And it gives you the courage to step out and do things that you wouldn't normally do or have conversations that you wouldn't normally have, I think.
That's really good, Sarah. I do want to ask a question though. Like up until this point, I feel like we've talked about faith for the person. Mm-hmm. Like you're the person with the faith for what God has promised to you, which is great. And I think an outworking of that is to inspire those around you to have faith for themselves. But as we look at the spiritual gifts, that there is this clear scriptural statement about the spiritual gifts being for the building up of the church.
Yeah.
And for Abraham, like he had faith that God would make him a nation. Like there was a promise for the building up of God's people. How do you, as someone with the spiritual gift of faith, how do you carry faith for other people?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you are able to encourage people to look beyond what's right in front of them, look beyond the circumstances, look beyond the physicality of what's right in front of you, and also to look ahead to what God's doing, knowing that what God is doing is something so much greater than we can ever imagine. And sometimes we can put things as a church into what we consider as normality within church. You know, you have a building, you have a congregation, you have life groups, you have this, you have that, which are all awesome and all great. But the church of God is a worldwide thing and God is doing something powerful across the world. Mm. And we need to step into that as a church and be bold and be brave in what God is doing and have the courage to know that he is creator of the entire universe. And if he calls us to be a part of that, it's because he knows that he can trust us to be a part of that. And he's inviting us into that. He doesn't need us, but he's inviting us into that. And I think the gift of faith is that we can encourage those around us to be bold, to be brave, to trust God is who he says he is, and that we may not see it come to fruition how we think it's going to be, but that's okay because it's not actually about us. It's not actually about what's happening here in Mackenzie or in Ormo. Sorry to say that.
No, it's true.
But it's about...
We all know it's about what's happening in Redlands.
What's happening in Redlands, yeah. Truly is. But it's about what's happening for God's kingdom, you know? Yeah. And God has a heart and a desire for this whole planet and for everybody here. And we get to play a part within that. And if people of faith can step up and to pray and to encourage people and just to get people to see the bigger picture, that God is a good God and he is a miracle-working, way-making God through all of it, and it's okay. And he uses people like us, you know, like me. And there's nothing special about me. There's nothing special apart from him. And that's what it points back to, I think.
That's good. Manny, I love the way Sarah answered that question. If you think back to what I asked, how do you carry it? You actually just carried it, I think. The way you expressed that, you actually just carried faith for the church, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
Mate, let me ask you, mate, as a campus pastor, people with the spiritual gift of faith, where do you want them deployed in ministry?
Oh, that's a really great question, Sam.
Cunning.
That was one without notice.
Oh, I've,
he's on the fly at the moment.
Look, I think matching that with people that are helping just to discern, you know, what is God saying to us? There's a lot of good things we do in the church, and and there's a lot of good things we can do, you know, that are pointing people to Jesus and pointing people to God, but may not be the thing that God's kind of breathing life into at this moment. And so I think discerning that, but so often the things that God puts in our heart, it's never just a simple or a straight line there. Sometimes there's a fight, there's a battle, there's a walk to get there. So people with the gift of faith locating themselves in spaces of corporate prayer, locating themselves in spaces where together as the body we're trying to hear and discern the will of God and then speak faith into that. And so I think that is a gift. You bring those people into the room and the atmosphere of a prayer meeting can change. The atmosphere of a leader's meeting can change. And so I really value that gift because sometimes they're the ones when everyone else, and sometimes as a leader, you've been there, Sam, you're just like, oh man, is it time to give up on this? Yeah. Is it time to take a different, you know, path? And then some of them are going, no, God spoke this to us. Move.
Yeah.
And it just, it does something to everyone else in that space when you hear those words.
And I think it also helps lift everybody's eyes further up towards God.
It does.
You know, it takes our eyes off what's here, right at our feet, and it helps us to look up to what he's doing, you know, and what's really important and what's really going on. Not that the stuff here isn't important, but it helps us have the longer term vision of why we're doing it. And it can actually be very freeing from the stress of all that stuff because you kind of go, actually, you've just got to do today. You just do today what God calls you to do today. And then you do tomorrow. And then you do the next day in that long step of obedience to where God is leading, you know, knowing that each step, you don't know quite where the step 10 days down the road is going to go, but that's okay because you just do the step today and look up and kind of go, okay, God, you got this.
We often discern the voice of God, don't we? But the thing we don't discern is his timing or journey to get there. And it's often 100%. The point that we give up, I reckon, because God's promised something, but he hasn't given us the date or the or the steps.
Yeah.
Be nice.
And,
that's and sometimes I think as well, God is actually revealing a promise in an elongated way. We kind of think the promise is going to be this big pow, whoop, you know, result. Whereas if you look back, looking back is actually really, really good as well. Looking back and seeing how faithful God has been, and you actually can see a promise is actually starting to come together anyway. But because it's been a long time after so many years or whatever, if we don't look back, we don't see how far we've come and what God is doing within that.
Definitely.
I think there's a... just as I think about it, there's an intimate connection between people with the spiritual gift of faith and those people in prayer. Like they just go hand in hand. And I can think of times in prayer meetings where even as you said, mate, even as the leader, you're starting to lose a bit of energy, you're starting to, a bit of doubt starting to creep into your mind, and then someone with the gift of faith starts to pray and the whole room changes. So it's a phrase in our gateway language. How can we lift the faith in the room? Just get a person with the gift of faith to pray and the room is filled with faith. It has a, it builds up the church, and that's what this gift's for, right?
I think it brings joy as well. Yeah. You know, I think it just does, because you kind of go, you know, God is here. He loves us. Mm. You know, he loves us so much, and we can get so bogged down in the blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's the gift of joy is a gift, you know, and when we can let go of the blah, 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 then we can actually choose the joy. I couldn't think of the holy word at that moment, but you know, the blah, blah, blah. Yes. It can bring joy, and, you know, there is so much joy to be found every single day. There's so much life. There's so much joy, you know. You all know I laugh a lot, but I laugh a lot because there's so much to laugh about. Mm. There's so much to be joyful about, I think.
Yeah. That's good, Sarah.
I
think too, for faith, like for someone who has family members outside of the church, and for things like that, that you know, God puts a vision in your heart for people outside of the church to come to faith and all those sorts of things. I've had people like yourself, Sarah, and others with this gift just come up and reassure me, you know, God's got this, as
Amen.
You started with.
God's got it.
Why don't you take a moment to pray? I'd love you to pray that the gift of faith would be given to more people in our church and in our churches. I think there'll be some people outside of Gateway listening to this podcast that the gift of faith would be given by God to more people, so that cumulative effect, that contagious effect of faith would fill our churches Amen. Across our state and nation.
Amen.
It's a big prayer.
Amen. Okay, guys, hands together, eyes closed.
Okay.
Come on, this is the English lady here. It's how we do it. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Father, you are such a good, good God. And Lord, I just thank you that you are here. Lord, that you are with every single person listening to this podcast today. Father, I thank you that you know the heart of everybody. Father, you know the measure of faith that you've given to everybody. And Lord, I pray that you would increase that. Father, that you would just exponentially increase that measure of faith, Father, that you would bring joy, that you would release freedom from anxiety and fear for people, Lord, that they would be able to step into all you have for them, Lord Jesus, that they would exercise the muscle of faith, that they would take that first step out of the comfort zone and into the God zone, Lord Jesus, and just exercise that day, exercise that muscle of faith, Lord, and step in one day at a time to all you have for them, Father, that you would fill their hearts with joy, fill their hearts with faith, Father, and just bless every single person listening to this podcast, that you would use them, that you would bless them, that they would be a blessing to those around them and be a blessing to your kingdom, Lord Jesus, that we would see your kingdom come on this earth. In your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just Amen. A word of encouragement. You're listening to this podcast because faith came out of your spiritual gifts assessment. And next step, if you haven't already, go to your campus prayer meeting and start praying prayers of faith to encourage
Absolutely.
Your campus pastor and other people in your campus. You would be a blessing.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for having us.